Hare Krishna. So now we'll have a little talk about Srimati Radharani, and at 12:30 we'll have the aarti, and after the aarti there'll be prasad for everybody. So we'd like to welcome everybody to the temple. So first we'll chant Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari, and then we'll speak a little bit about Radharani's position so we can understand her mood in relationship to Krishna, so we can understand how to become her servant. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Vedagadatha, Shri Vasudeva, Bhakti Vrindavan. Vijaya. Sri Sri Radhakrishna Dobhur Sankunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Vijaya Vrindavan Vijaya Maturam Vijaya Navadipnam Kijai, Jagadasami Kijai, Yamunamai Kijai, Shimani Lassi Devi Kijai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi Kijai, go to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Gaurangasha Prabhupada Kijai. Omaganat. Vidandasha Gananjana Shakya Chashur and Miritam Yena Tasmai Shigarve Namaha Tapta Kanchana Konangi Rahe Vandavaneshpuri Rishmanu Sute Nidhi Pranamami Hari Priye. So we all know about Radharani's activities with Krishna 5,000 years ago, and I think most of you know about the Rasa dance. Some of the ladies were dancing very nicely too. They weren't dancing a rasa dance, but they were dancing during the kirtan. So Krishna, as so many gopis, and the primary gopi, the Adi Shakti, the original potency of the Lord, is Srimati Radharani. So we may read the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam about Srimati Radharani. Here are so many stories about Srimati Radharani. But how do we understand who she is? For us, the pastimes of Lord Krishna and the gopis is very exalted. Maybe we can understand about Krishna's being served by his associates, his servants, like Ratak and Patrak. And it's a little harder to understand really what's going on with Krishna's friends are slapping his back and enjoying with him. That's a little harder to understand how someone could be the friend of God. And it's even harder for us to understand how one can hold God in his hands. In the parental relationship, like with Yashoda Mai, Nanda Maharaj, and many of the other elderly gopis and gopis in Vrindavan. And it's even harder to understand what's going on with the rasa dance. Because whenever we hear about conjugal affairs, that means relationship, romantic affairs between men and women, we naturally project our own understanding into these, or onto these affairs. We think, oh, just like if someone's married, they're thinking, oh, just like I love my wife, Krishna loves Radharani, and just like my wife loves me, Radharani loves Krishna. It's not like that. Because the relationships in this material world are based upon enjoyment, one's personal enjoyment. Of course, if one is Krishna conscious, then the relationships are actually on a higher level because they're based on Krishna's enjoyment. But specifically, when we hear about the romantic relationship between Krishna and Radharani, then we automatically think, oh, it's just like, you know, I experienced romance, just like some Bollywood film I watched yesterday. But it's not like that. The quality is completely different. It's like between iron and gold. Both iron and gold are, very few people wear iron rings, right? Or very few ladies have iron mangalsutras, right? But if your husband gave you an iron Mangal Sutra, you'd say, forget it. So, we're interested in gold. So to understand Radharani, we have to do more than simply read the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. We have to go fast forward to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us through his activities. For those of you who don't know who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, he's Krishna himself, who appears in Kali Yuga. He appeared 500 years ago to teach us about Radharani's mood. Of course, he himself was experiencing Radharani's mood for his own reasons. Because Krishna, he wants to enjoy more than he normally enjoys as the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord, of course, is called the Supreme Enjoyer, right? But there's someone who enjoys more than Krishna. And that's Srimati Radharani and her associates. And devotees can enjoy more than Krishna. We find many people, they come from India and they want to be God. But that is miserable trying to be God. It's better to serve God than be God. And even Krishna understands that. So why don't you understand it? So, therefore, Krishna takes on the mood of Srimati Radharani in order to understand her love, in order to enjoy in the same way that she's enjoying, and in order to appreciate his own beauty from her particular angle of vision, which we call perspective. So, and then when Krishna does that, he takes on the same color as Srimati Radharani, which is gold. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya is called Gauranga. And Radharani is called what? Gaurangi. Feminine, masculine. So when he takes on that mood of Srimati Radharani, not only is he experiencing what we described before, the three different things he wishes to experience, which is her love, her ecstasy, and his own persona. But he experiences her compassion. And because he is experiencing her compassion, Krishna becomes more merciful than he ordinarily is. Just like we hear, hey, Krishna Karana Sindhu, Dina Bandhu Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namostute. So that verse states, Krishna, you're an ocean of mercy. But Krishna's ocean of mercy has a limit. And that limit is Sarva Dharman Parichaja Mamikam Sharanam Raja. If you want Krishna, you've got to surrender. That's a very high bar. Just like recently they had the Olympics. I don't know if any of you know, they had this high bar jumping, right? Some of you heard about that. Of course, mostly you know about Fiji Sevens. But, so, very high bar. And if you try to jump over the high bar, first of all, I couldn't even hit the high bar. And it's very, very high. Very, very high. So, surrender to Krishna is very high. But Lord Chaitanya, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Koditasenama. He's the most beneficent because he's giving away something freely that had a very high price. Imagine if you were to have someone give cars away for free here. You have so many people coming, right? Isn't it? If you say, oh, a new Toyota, whoever comes to the temple, this temple will be filled every day. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving away something much more valuable than a Toyota, much more valuable than a Mercedes, if any of you know what a Mercedes is. And that's pure love of God, eternal blissful life in the spiritual world. Because he is so compassionate, so merciful. Therefore, the residents of Vrindavan, they are chanting, understanding Radharani's mercy, Radhe, 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 Shami Radhe. Some of you may know that. Bring me to Krishna. Give me Krishna. So, we are very fortunate we get Lord Chaitanya. So in order to approach Lord Chaitanya, as I said, he's giving it out freely, we have to understand his mood. Of course, Lord Chaitanya's mood, internal mood, is best understood through his devotees. We have our Srila Rupa Goswami, who is the main acharya in our branch of the Sampradaya. Sri Chaitanya Manavishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Swa Vedantikam, who has taught us about Lord Chaitanya's mood. And we have, of course, the whole discussion coming down from Srila Rupa Goswami, of course, Lord Chaitanya, originally Lord Brahma, Brahma, Narada, Vyas, etc., all through the ages down to our present founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, who is giving us the understanding of the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the mood of Radharani. So now I'm going to read a little bit from Srila Prabhupada's translations and commentaries on the Anjalila, or from the Anjalila, based upon the last verse of Lord Chaitanya's teachings, which is called the Shikshashtaka. Shikshashtaka means the 8 instructions. Lord Chaitanya himself didn't leave us any writing except for 8 verses. He did do writing, but we don't have any of his writings except for those 8 verses. Those 8 verses called the Shikshashtaka. And each one of those 8 verses illustrates or demonstrates a particular level of devotional service. Because as one progresses in spiritual life, it's not an all or nothing thing. There are different steps. For example, in the beginning, there's initial faith, interest in Krishna consciousness. All of us have taken that initial step. I took that initial step when I first read Srila Prabhupada's books in 1969, before anyone here was born. Right? No, there's no old people here. There's young people. So, and that was Adoshrata. And then after that, I decided to associate with the devotees, the Tata Sadhu Sangota. Of course, that was by Srila Prabhupada's mercy. When I met Srila Prabhupada in 1971, he encouraged me to associate with devotees. Before that, I was a little reluctant, because living as a brahmachari was very difficult in those days. And then cold showers, renunciation. Now living as a brahmachari is very easy. It means hot showers, 3 feasts a day. Anyway, so sadhu sangha, I began to associate with the devotees, started to perform a bhajana kriya, and part of the bhajana kriya is taking initiation. I took initiation from Srila Prabhupada in beginning of 1972, January 1972. And then after bhajana kriya, there's an artana vritti, or during bhajana kriya, an artana vritti, getting rid of the things that are not helpful, just like in the Shikshashtaka. There's a mention of that. Getting rid of false pride, isn't it? Shranadapi sunichena turara yivasi yishnuna manina manadena kirtaniya sadhari. There's mention of that. Getting rid of unwanted things, subtle desires. Nadanam nijanam nasundarim kapitam va jagadishi kamaye mama janmani janmani shvare bhavatad bhakti ahituki twaye. Not wanting any wealth or appreciation from the opposite sex. As one progresses in Krishna consciousness, one develops more of a taste. Nayanam galavadashrayad padanam gadgada rudiyagira. That whenever you chant Hare Krishna or hear the holy names, tears come from your eyes like torrents of rain. You feel that your hands, hair standing on end. That happens at a higher stage. It's called bhava. And then even a higher stage, that you feel you can't live without Krishna. Jugayitam nimishena chakshusha pravishayitam chunyayitam jagat sarvam govinda vinahename. Feeling your separation, Krishna, I'm considering a moment to be like a yuga, an unlimited amount of time. The world has no meaning without you. How many of us have reached that stage? That there's no meaning in this world without Krishna. we think, most of us think, oh, Krishna has some meaning, and then my job has some meaning, my car, my wife, my husband has some meaning, everything has some meaning, politics has some meaning, right? But actually, on the higher stages, without Krishna, everything is void. And then, after that, then you reach the perfectional stage, which is Krishna Prema. So these various verses in the Bhagavatam, the Shikshashtaka, refer to the stages of bhakti. According to the great devotees, like Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur and Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So, we want to speak about the last text in the Shikshashtaka, which refers to Radharani's unalloyed devotion for Krishna. And it's a very interesting explanation given by Prabhupada and translation given by Prabhupada, which may be different than the translations that most of you are acquainted with. So I'm going to read this last verse and do the word-by-word synonyms and read the translation and maybe some of Prabhupada's further comments and further verses in this particular chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Of course, the verse is Slishava Bada Tampatam Darshanamar Matam Purutva Yata Tata Vavadatu Bambato Matrananatas Tusa Evanapara. So generally we understand, we hear the translation, Krishna, you may crush me by your embrace, leave me broken hearted by not being present before me, but you're completely free to do everything and anything, and you remain my worshipful Lord unconditionally. That's the standard translation we hear. But let's hear how Srimati Radharani is thinking. Because remember, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani, and he's showing us Radharani's mental state, her love for Krishna, by reciting this verse of the Shikshashtaka. I'm going to read the word-by-word synonyms, which are quite different than some of the word-by-word synonyms we're aware of. Aslisha means embracing with great pleasure. Va means or. Pararatam means who have fallen at the lotus feet. Panashdu means let him trample. Mam means me. Adarshanat means by not being visible. Mamra Hatam means brokenhearted. Karoti means let him make. Va means or. Yata means as he likes. Tata means so. Va means or. Vidadatu, let him do. And then Lampataha, this is very unusual translation. Actually, this is exactly what the word means. It means a debauchee, or he who mixes with other women. And I'll explain what that means in regard to Krishna. Matrananata, the Lord of my life. Tu, but, sa, he, eva, only, na paraha, na apara. Not anyone else. So the translation that Srila Prabhupada gives in this particular context is, let Krishna tightly embrace this maidservant who has fallen at his lotus feet, or let him trample me, or break my heart by never being visible to me. He is a debauchee. And I'll explain what a debauchee is. Does everyone know? No. Some of you know. A debauchee means someone who runs around with a bunch of other ladies. Now, I'll explain why that's not bad for Krishna after he finishes. Is the worshipable Lord of my heart. Now, here's another paraphrase Prabhupada gives in the same verse. I am a maidservant at the lotus feet of Krishna. He is the embodiment of transcendental happiness. He may corrode my mind and body. Nevertheless, it is he who is the Lord of my life. So these are the statements of Srimati Radharani. So first of all, we should understand that Krishna's relationships with the gopis is not the relationships of material bodies with other material bodies. It is a pure exchange of love, but this love exhibits itself in different varieties. Sometimes it's described crookedness like a snake. There are different indirect rasas that flavor this love. All of Krishna's gopi associates are in the rasa, the conjugal rasa. However, what they do is they flavor this conjugal rasa with anger, not ghastliness, that's not one of the ones used in conjugal rasa, with anger, fear, and other indirect rasas. There's seven indirect rasas. So, what Krishna does in order to help with this flavoring is he appears to be unfaithful. Actually, Krishna is very faithful. He's the most faithful. And all the gopis, especially Srimati Radharani, and all the other gopis are expansions of Srimati Radharani, all the gopis actually belong to Krishna. So there's no question of Krishna in, let us say, in a philosophical sense, being a debauchee. Because a debauchee runs around with other people's wives. However, it appears like he's doing that for the sake of the pastimes. Krishna is a dramatic actor, just like you may watch a film. And there's a dramatic actor and a dramatic actress in the film. So in Krishna's pastimes, which are called Leela, he is acting in different ways for his own enjoyment and for the enjoyment of his devotees. We are in this material world. We don't have Leelas. It's not that you're getting old as a Leela. You're getting sick as a Leela. You're getting angry as a Leela. It's not a Leela. Leela means something done voluntarily for your own enjoyment. And everything Krishna does is good, because Krishna is God. So therefore, Krishna makes believe and enacts this Leela to draw out the emotions of his devotees and to, let us say, draw the affection of his devotees. For example, when Krishna was young, he was stealing butter and feeding it to the monkeys. Why did Krishna do this? Because he enjoyed the different emotions of his devotees, getting angry when they were stealing butter. They enjoyed seeing Krishna stealing butter. The monkeys enjoyed eating the butter. And we enjoy hearing about it. One of the first things I heard about in Krishna consciousness was Krishna stealing butter. I read Prabhupada's Krishna book, and it was so attractive I couldn't keep my mind off of Krishna. If you simply read about Krishna creating the whole material world, it's hard to think about that 24 hours a day, right? But when Krishna acts cute, tricky, mischievous, very attractive, isn't it? So Krishna's attracting us. He's attracting his devotees, his pure devotees. And above all, Krishna's enjoying. So this is the reason for the interactions that appear to be something that is not faithful to Radharani. Actually, Krishna is interacting with the other gopis to give pleasure to Radharani. He enjoys when there's some angry exchange between himself and Radharani, and Radharani is enjoying and serving in this particular way. But Radharani's consciousness is simply to give Krishna pleasure. And I'm going to read some more things that Prabhupada writes, or translations of the verses in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that illustrate this. My dear friend, just hear the decision of my life. Krishna is the Lord of my life in all conditions. Whether he shows me affection or kills me by giving me unhappiness. I mean, sometimes the statement the gopis make is that if my misery is Krishna's happiness, then my misery is my happiness. You understand that? They just want Krishna. That's pure love. Anyavi lashita shinyam gyanakarma navritam anukuyena. Krishna Shilanam Hatrutamam. That's defined by Rupa Goswami. To serve Krishna the way he wants, with devotion, actively. An example of this, in a practical story, is when Krishna had a headache. Most of you know this story, but it bears telling again. Krishna had a headache, and he said, "The only thing that will cure my headache is the dust of my devotees' feet." So he sent Narada Muni out to find a doctor, his devotees. So Narada Muni goes to all the different devotees. First he goes to Vaikuntha. He says, "All right, can you give the dust of your feet to the Lord?" And they say, "No. Because if we give the dust of our feet to Krishna, we go to hell." In the Vedic system, the feet are considered impure, right? Like you don't want to even step over the shadow of a devotee with your feet. What to speak of touch a devotee with your feet? You don't want to be moving furniture with your feet, Prabhupada said. What to speak of offending a devotee? Just like in some cultures, if you want to commit an offense against someone, you throw your shoes at them. Right? That's considered a great offense. So, what to speak of giving the dust of your feet to Krishna? So anyway, so Narada went around to all these devotees. Finally, he goes to the gopis, including Srimati Radharani. And the gopis and Srimati Radharani say, "Here, take the dust of our feet." And Narada Muni says, "What about hell? Aren't you worried?" And they said, "It doesn't matter. Let us go to hell. But we want Krishna to be happy." So that's the mood. That's the mood of Radharani. That's the mood of pure devotional service. And that mood is the only mood that satisfies us too. Because when we try for our own satisfaction, many, many births, vohanam janmanamante, for our own satisfaction, trying this, trying that, and we become disturbed. But when we try, we forget about our own satisfaction, we try to please Krishna, then we're happy. So that's the trick. Yayatma supersedate, survivum sum paradharma, yato bhaktir hotsaje, ahaituki pratyata yatma supersedate. And that's actually the meaning of bhakti. Bhakti doesn't mean worship. The word for worship is puja. But bhakti, there's no translation for the word bhakti in English. It means you have to use several words to serve Krishna according to the way he wants, actively, and be happy about it, and not think of anything else other than pleasing Krishna. That's bhakti. And that's bhakti yoga. In that connection, bhakti mam abhijanati. Yavanyas chasmi tatvata. Krishna says, only by that can I be known. That pure devotional service. So, more statements by Srimati Radharani here. Sometimes Krishna gives up the company of other gopis and becomes controlled, mind and body, by me. Thus he manifests his good fortune and gives others distress by performing his loving affairs with me. Or since, after all, he is a very cunning, obstinate devotee with a propensity to cheat, he takes to the company of other women. He then indulges in loving affairs with them in front of me, Radharani speaking, to give distress to my mind. Nevertheless, he is still the Lord of my life. Wow. I mean, that is devotion. That is devotion. I do not mind my personal distress. I only wish for the happiness of Krishna, for his happiness is the goal of my life. However, if he feels great happiness in giving me distress, then distress is the best of happiness. And Prabhupada here says that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that a devotee does not care about his own happiness and distress. He is simply interested in seeing that Krishna is happy and for that purpose he engages in various activities. A pure devotee has no way of sensing happiness except by seeing that Krishna is happy in every respect. If Krishna becomes happy by giving him distress, such a devotee accepts that unhappiness as the greatest of all happiness. Those who are materialistic, however, who are very proud of material wealth and have no spiritual knowledge like the Prakriti Sahajas, that means people who take Krishna consciousness or Krishna's affairs very lightly or something material, regard their own happiness as the aim of life. Some of them aspire to enjoy themselves by sharing the happiness of Krishna. This is the mentality of the fruit of workers who want to enjoy sense gratification by making a show of service to Krishna. So, this is a very high standard, Radharani's standard. So, I don't want to frighten everybody from pure devotional service by talking about this standard, because it is quite a high standard. So, it's not an all or nothing thing, as we mentioned before. Lord Chaitanya Shikshastaka gives us a gradual process. And the way to achieve this highest status of happiness, is to serve the great devotees and get their mercy. Just like in our International Society for Krishna Consciousness, we are serving His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Mahatsevam Ahor Vimuktes. That Sri Mati Radharani is showing us, then we can actually come gradually to a higher platform. And by Srila Prabhupada and the great Acharyas, this Krishna consciousness, Kevalananda Kanda, is simply a platform of happiness or of bliss. It's a question of staying on this path, and then eventually that platform is reached. And then when we reach that platform, we can serve in the same mood that is mentioned here by Srimati Radharani and by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the goal of Krishna consciousness. We want everyone to be happy, and that's the way to achieve happiness. As we mentioned before, quoting from this verse, Bhukti Mukti Siddhikam, Sakalaya Shanta, Krishna Bhakta Nishkam, Ata Eva Shanta. As long as we are trying for the external happiness, even the liberation, or powers, or prestige in this world, our minds will always be disturbed. But by serving Radharani, by serving Krishna, by serving the pure devotees, by performing bhakti, following this process of Krishna consciousness, we can come to a higher platform, be peaceful, because without shanti, without peacefulness, there's no happiness. Ramanti cha to shanti cha. Always be enjoying and be completely satisfied. Machata makata pranas. Bodhyantas cha parasparam. Katyantas cha mamvicham. To shanti cha, ramanti cha. So now it's time for our tea. We have a minute and a half left. So we want to thank everybody for coming here to participate in this worship of Srimati Radharani. This is the most important day. This day and Janmashtami are the most important days of the year. And after this arti ceremony, there will be a very nice feast in honor of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani is so merciful, she only makes her devotees fast half a day. Krishna is very tough. He makes his devotees fast up to midnight. But Srimati Radharani does not like to see us fast. Okay, thank you very much. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Radharani ki jai, Srimati Radharani ki jai, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe, jai, Hari Gaur. So, can I have kirtan?